The governor's first veto came nearly as quick as the hastily prepared legislation he blocked. Last Friday, lawmakers went into extraordinary session to pass the bill making the governor share power to negotiate and approve gaming compacts. A week later, Jim Doyle said no. That was the right answer, according to a Ho-Chunk spokesperson. Mark Butterfield says tribes are willing to pay five times more in gambling profits to the state because perpetual contracts will allow development loans for tribal projects.
That's what this is about. It's about fairness to the tribes. I know that I hear claims by the Tavern League about an unfair playing field, but they don't have the legal right to gamble now. They are operating illegal machines as we speak. The tribe has legal machines.
There's a pending court battle over whether Wisconsin's 1993 constitutional amendment outlawing most gambling pertains to Indian casinos. A Republican who wanted to sue Tommy Thompson for approving previous gaming compacts contends no Wisconsin governor has the legal right to do so. Senator Bob Welch of Red Granite says another court action on these or other grounds is possible.
A number of us have been studying these lawsuits and potential lawsuits, and I think if for some reason we would fail to get an override, that would probably be our next course of action.
The last successful veto override was in 1985 when Democrats overturned a partial veto by then-Governor Tony Earl. So far, only the Potawatomi and Oneida have agreements with the state, which still need approval from the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.